if your kids go off to a music festival, are you concerned that they might take a pill? I was, and I used to say to my kids, don't take a pill. You don't know what's in it. Just say no. And I was laughed at by everybody, saying that was the most ridiculous advice you can ever give a child. They don't listen to you. They know better. That advice has gone in one ear and out the other. So, should pill testing be allowed? Because it's allowed in the ACT. Should pill testing be allowed at music festivals around Australia? Do you think pill testing will save lives, or does it encourage people to break the law? Does it make people feel, does it pull them into a false sense of security? Ah, my pill's been tested, it's been handed back, it must be okay. Kate Fairman is a Greens MLC in New South Wales. For those outside of New South Wales, that's like the Senate in New South Wales. And in 2 weeks' time, she's going to present her drug checking bill. And it would allow organisations, including festival organisers, to apply for one of three mobile licences and one fixed site licence that could conduct pill testing. Now, officially in New South Wales, the Labor Premier, Chris Minns, has argued against pill testing. He says it's not a one-stop solution, and I think he's still thinking about it. He said, I don't want to give anyone an impression that pill testing's a silver bullet that'll stop every harm happening at a festival. What are your thoughts? I'd love to hear from you. 133353. Greens MLC Kate Fairman and I had a chat last night. We recorded a conversation. And here's what she had to say. Have a listen.
Good morning, Luke.
You know, you and I, you know how I feel about pill testing at music festivals. I'm nervous. I'm really nervous about it as a father. And when my kids were going to music festivals, my advice was always, don't touch anything because you don't know what's in it. It could kill you. And yet everyone else is saying, well, they're going to anyway. That's stupid advice. Maybe just teach them to ease into it. Take a quarter of a pill instead of a whole one. And I hated that advice because I didn't want them taking drugs at music festivals. But here's the question. Does pill testing save lives, or does it encourage people to break the law?
No, see, it doesn't do the latter. They're going to do that anyway. So I have been speaking quite a bit with Jen Ross King, who is the mother of Alex Ross King, who lost her life at one of those music festivals a few years ago. She died from an MDMA overdose. She died because she saw the drug dogs actually outside the festival and took all of her drugs at once. But what Jen Ross King says now, she is a strong advocate for pill testing because she knows, she says that if pill testing was there, if Jen was able to, firstly, if Alex was able to speak with people at the pill testing facility, she would have been advised, firstly, not to take it. The safest thing to do is not to take it. But if the drug is tested and it's shown to not have dangerous substances in it, she would have been told how to take it safely, and that doesn't mean taking them all at once. And I tell you, if there is pill checking at festivals as well, you won't have the drug dogs out the front. That ideally shouldn't happen. Jen Ross King says that if her daughter Alex saw a pill testing facility, she would use it, and it would enable her to also be able to talk to her mum about it. That's the other thing, is that the kids aren't really, you know, a fair few of them still aren't talking to their parents because there's still such this stigma around the fact you shouldn't do it. Just say no. We don't want to know about it if you are.
That was me.
Yes.
Because I didn't want my kids taking a pill because I don't know what's in it. They don't know what's in it. No one actually really knows what's in it. And if the pill is tested and the testers say, well, that is MDMA, it's up to you whether or not you take it. But what if there's something in there they haven't detected?
Yes. So what they've done, they have had pill testing in the UK for some time. And this story, I think, is remarkable. So they, in one UK festival a few years ago, they were testing some of the drugs that, and actually the police were confiscating them and they'd test them there. But the beauty of it was that they would then alert the festival goers to anything that was in circulation that was dangerous. So there was this pill, a red Superman pill it was called, that had very lethal a very lethal dose of, I think it was PMA. They were able to text everybody at the festival, issue flyers all through it and say, don't take this, you're going to literally, this is a lethal pill. That is incredible. Imagine if we could do that at festivals. Firstly, alert people to very strong MDMA, because that is also a risk, but also say, this is really dodgy, guys, discard it, don't do it, but also give people health advice if they do choose to use drugs.
Here's something. What about this? What if the pill testers hand the pills back and say, that seems fine, and they just have a very bad reaction to what was seemed to be okay? Are you concerned there could be litigation?
Look, I think what we have seen in other parts of the world and in the ACT where there is drug checking, because it's more than MDMA that is checked. You can check, you know, cocaine, for example, for, you know, lethal fentanyl or whatever in it, that the education, the important thing is the counselling and the education that goes with it. So there are health professionals, drug and alcohol professionals, that ask, that talk to the young person about what they're doing. Safest thing, mate, is to not take it. Okay, this is MDMA, there's nothing lethal in it. Okay, like the person might say, I want to take it. Okay, let's talk about that. That's when they say things like, look, you know, take a small amount to begin with. Whatever you do, don't take the whole thing, don't take two at once. Are you on any medication, such as anti-anxiety medication, that can really work in contradiction to the pill? If you're on any of these medications, don't do MDMA. Kids aren't told that, right? The amount of people who are on anti-anxiety, antidepressants, nobody says that you shouldn't take MDMA with those, but it's true, you shouldn't. So they get a lot of information. I tell you what, Luke, this is the issue, is that the other thing at the festivals is there's so much of a police presence that the kids are, even if they get through the gates, and say, I'm going to look out for, you know, the dodgy guy in the corner who I know is always there selling the drugs or whatever, and if they do buy a few MDMAs or a few pills off the guy, they'll go into the toilet and take it all at once anyway, because there's so many police in roving around. It's just not the way to keep people safe. It's like the government is still at the mindset of, we need to do everything we can to stop people taking drugs, not we need to do everything we can to stop people dying from taking drugs.
Do we educate the kids and say, for God's sake, the last thing you do is take all your drugs?
Yes, that's what we should be doing.
Okay, but at the end of the day, these drugs are still illegal.
Yes.
Are we, I'm just playing devil's advocate, are we, and you've heard this argument, are we encouraging kids to break the law?
Well, I think it's just coming at it from a mindset of, we're needing to save lives, right? Think about the medically supervised injecting centre in King's Cross. Heroin is still an illegal drug, but that has saved so many lives from overdoses, because people are able to come into a place where there's no judgment. If they're addicted, they're still able to use, but importantly, seek treatment and get help if they need it. This is in some ways the same thing. If you go to a dance party, I've been to plenty of music festivals and dance parties in my day, and I would tell you there's a fair few people there that are taking illegal drugs. So if we start from that point, that people want to, you know, there's a lot of young people who talk about the experience usually as a positive one, and that's also what we should admit. We kind of have this thing of, you know, all the politicians and the adults go, don't do it, it's terrible, don't do it. But that's not the experience of people largely when they do it. And it's a full-on, it's a very controversial thing to say, but we have to actually acknowledge the truth and the nature and extent of drug use and that people want to. A lot of people don't, Luke, and that is good, and people ideally shouldn't if they're wanting to stay 100% safe, yeah, including tobacco and alcohol. But we know the reality. The reality, right?
But that's legal.
Yes, because people, and why do people drink? They drink for, because a few drinks in, you start feeling, you know, pretty
loose.
Good. Yeah, well, that's kind of what happens with certain illegal drugs as well.
Yeah, well, they're telling me that they go for the illegal drugs because it is a lot cheaper than alcohol.
But
do you have children that go to these festivals?
I don't have kids, but I, you know, since the 90s, actually, I love music. I love dance music. I love bands. I love dancing. I love music. I still have, you know, lots of friends who love music and go out as well. So I've kind of seen it for about 30 years, actually. I don't go to the, you know, hardcore raves now. My God, I couldn't think of anything worse, Luke.
I'd rather stick pins in my eyes.
Exactly. Exactly. I'd rather the couch and a few, you know, what is it, Netflix.
Okay. Kate Fairman is with me, Greens MLC in New South Wales. Kate, quickly, interesting yesterday, wasn't it? The Victoria's electric vehicle tax, it was struck down by the High Court.
Mm.
It was a landmark case. A majority of the High Court ruled in favour of two electric car drivers who argued successfully that the imposition of a tax by the Victorian government per kilometre driven was unconstitutional because...
Yes.
It's an interesting thing, this, because when electric vehicles finally become the majority of vehicles on our roads, what's going to happen to the big hole in the budget with the fuel excise?
Well, look, I mean, they just need to think of another way. I didn't support the New South Wales government that recently they basically scrapped the rebate and stamp duty exemption for EV purchases, and they are putting in place this proposed road user charge. The Victorian government's already done it. Electric vehicle users, you know, said, what the hell, you know, this is unfair. We're kind of doing good, if you like, in terms of reducing emissions. Mm. They took it to the High Court. The High Court struck it down, but yes, we need to think of ways in which people do pay for roads and it is distributed equitably, but at this stage we also need to be incentivising, like anything, the uptake of EVs, and they're more expensive. Mm. So we support the rebate, we support the stamp duty exemption, and I'm certainly hoping that the New South Wales government will rethink its ridiculous approach of a road user charge. Let's put it in something in place at the federal level that, importantly though, does not stop or disincentivise the uptake of EVs, because we need to be doing the exact opposite right now.
Hey, really good talking to you, Kate. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much, Luke.
You and I need to stay in touch, if that's okay.
Absolutely, love to.
Okay, New South Wales Greens MLC, Kate Fairman.